Cut Day settled Jalen Naylor's roster question and left his room unsettled. He made the Raiders' initial 53 as one of six receivers kept: Jack Beck, Malik Benson, Naylor, Dante Thornton Jr., Trey Tucker, and Derecki Young, per Levi Edwards at Raiders.com. The group around him lost real bodies. Philip Dorsett II, Brandon Johnson, and Devin Tompkins were released, per Adam Hill at the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and Corey Rucker sits on injured reserve, per Sam Gordon at the Review-Journal. One correction to last week's file: the Noah Brown signing we noted is already dead. Brown was released on August 24th, 8 days after signing, per Hill. And the room may not be finished. Asked about adding a receiver off waivers, Clint Kubiak said, "It's a possibility. We're first in the order, so that's something we're going to look hard at," per Edwards. The Raiders hold the league's first claim priority, per Hondo Carpenter at Raiders on SI, with claims processing Monday. "So we're not going to tell you the receiver room is set, because the head coach won't either. What the week did not produce, again, is a Naylor usage number." The only documented moment involving him in Thursday's finale is Fernando Mendoza's interception. Gordon describes the rookie throwing high on a pass intended for Naylor and charges the throw to the quarterback. No target count, no receiving line. Last week's watch item wanted his usage with the first team. That number still doesn't exist. For anyone hearing this fresh, the June read on Naylor was that Las Vegas paid for a target share that had never existed at any point in his career, and August has kept stacking circumstantial evidence. First team alignment, coach-cited third down work, and now a cutdown that thinned the room around him, without ever producing the number itself. Consistent with the bet, still not proof of it. We'll check back once the room stops moving. Data via NFLverse.